As the southern leg of the Keystone XL pipeline in Texas is almost complete, the legal battle over whether the pipeline should be there continues, and it's likely to go on for some time. Last week, Lamar County landowner Julia Trigg Crawford was in Greenville at a district court, which heard opening arguments in her appeal of a 2012 decision in Lamar County Court. The lower court rejected Crawford's challenge of TransCanada Corporation's use of eminent domain law to put the pipeline on her property. Crawford's attorney is Plano environmental lawyer Wendy Hammond. She says that the district court's decision will likely take a while, and that whatever this court decides, there's a very good chance that the case will find its way to the state Supreme Court. Hammond says neither side is likely to throw in the towel if they lose at this level.
We are just going to be waiting on a decision from the court. I have no idea how long that will take. Appellate courts in other areas of Texas actually have taken anywhere from 3 to 9 months to issue orders. So I have no idea how long this appellate court will take. We will go from there and decide what happens next. I would not feel out of place had we guessed that no matter what, the decision will go before a petition for discretionary review to the Texas Supreme Court, because we fully intend to do that if the decision is not favorable. And I'm fairly certain TransCanada will probably do that if the decision isn't favorable for them.
The southern leg of the Keystone XL pipeline is set to run from Cushing, Oklahoma, to refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. TransCanada Corporation plans to transport diluted bitumen, often referred to as tar sands oil, through the pipeline. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.